Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
My friend, are you ready to pass from death unto life? Every one of us is going to die, and the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you're listening to me, you're part of the all. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, how have we sinned? We have put other gods before the one true God who made us. And his first commandment says, you shall have no other gods before me. The second one says, you shall not make unto thyself any graven image of anything in heaven or in earth. The third commandment says that you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. One thing's for sure is that we're all going to die, and we must give full account to our Maker for our lives in this world. God is holy, and our sins separate us from him. The Bible says, but your iniquities, that is your sins, have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Isaiah 59:2, we have all broken God's laws by lying and dishonoring our parents. Another one of the Ten Commandments says, honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not bear false witness or lie is another one. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Also, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not steal, etc. So we have all broken God's laws by lying, by dishonoring our parents, by cheating, by committing spiritual adultery and idolatry, by putting ourselves first and not God, by committing lust in our hearts. Jesus said, if you look on a woman that lusts, you have already committed adultery in your hearts, by stealing, by coveting, by taking his holy name in vain. These are all sins against our God, and we are all guilty. Again, the scripture says, all have sinned, all, and come short of the glory of God. You are personally and fully guilty of sinning against your Maker, my friend. Committing any single one of these sins, just one, makes us guilty of breaking the whole law and worthy of death. James chapter 2 verse 10 says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Or in other words, he's as guilty as if he has broken every single one of the commandments of God. Are you ready to pass from death unto life? Do you want to find out right now how to make peace with God? Let me just tell you this, that God has told us that he wants to pardon us before it's too late. Jesus beckons you and I to come unto me before it's too late. Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God sees all sin and will either forgive or condemn every sinner. Only if the sinner goes to the Lord, not to religion, but to Jesus, will the Savior forgive all of his sins. Otherwise, the Lord shall be justified that the sinner pay for his own sins consciously, eternally, and irrevocably in hell, all for rejecting the full, perfect payment of Christ's blood on that cross shed for the sins of the whole world. Now, my friend, if you are 99.9% sure that you are going to heaven, you are as sure for hell as if you were already there. Read this, think about this, and give your life to Jesus right now, my friend. Don't wait another minute. You are not here listening to this message this moment by any accident. God is leading you to Himself. He loves you. And remember, you must do things His way, not religion's way or not your way, but God's way. That's why we have a Bible. There's no confusion when you read God's word for yourself, or you have it read to you and you have it presented to you, such as in this message. The most astounding event, my friend, in human history occurred when this man, that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on a Roman cross. When he died, an untimely darkness covered the land at 3 p.m., and an earthquake occurred as he took his final breath. This man called Jesus lived a sinless life, the only one ever to do such, and he was crucified on the cross. 3 days later, after being buried, he was raised again from the dead. Here is why he died. Because, as we cited earlier, Isaiah 59:2, that your iniquities, your sins, have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Divine justice demands that our violations be punished. Because we are guilty of breaking God's holy law, we, that's you and I, deserve to be fairly, justly repaid for our offenses. God does not want us, though, to be punished in hell, that is, forever. So he sent his only begotten Son to pay that debt for us, so we would not have to pay for our own sins in eternal hell, as we clearly deserve to do, but rather live now and forever with him. Oh, what love it is! He commended his love, the scripture says in Romans 5, that is, he displayed his love to us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died on that cross for us to reconcile us, or bring us back in relationship with the Father. At the end of a perfect, a sinless life, Jesus carried the very cross that he was to be nailed to. His infinite love for you, along with the nails driven through his hands and feet, held the Son of God to that cross as he agonized for 6 hours in pain to pay for your sins, my friend. He was crucified to make peace between God and fallen man. The Son of God bridged the gap that sin had caused. This wonderful man named Jesus chose to shed his lifeblood, that is, die in excruciating pain for you. He chose to die for you rather than to live without you. He loves you. If you've never heard it before, let your heart hear it now, that Jesus loves you. And he proved that by dying on the cross for your sins. The scripture says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the pardon of God through Christ, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Christ died to fully pay for the sins of the fallen human race. God loves us and wants us to experience a personal relationship with him now and forever. That's why he made us, that we might know him, Jesus said, John 17:3. Friend,
ask yourself,
who else has ever died for you except Jesus, the good shepherd? Again, Romans 5:6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. That's you and I. Jesus Christ bears that scar, those scars, in his hands and in his feet, which prove how much he loves you. No one else has ever died for your sins on a cruel cross. to buy you back to himself. The scripture says that Jesus gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. 1 Timothy 2:6. Just before that, the Bible says, for there is one God, just one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. No religion, no religious figure can forgive your sins or save your soul from eternal damnation in hell, no matter what they claim. Jesus said that he is the only way to the Father and to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, not a way, but the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus didn't come to start a religion, but rather to establish his kingdom in the hearts of men, granting them a relationship with God. Jesus Christ is the only one who bears nail-scarred hands and feet for your sins. He is the only way to God and your only hope. The Son of God died and rose again to take away all your sins. He was the only one qualified for the job, and he is the only one worthy of your worship. Peace with God happens when we meet the Prince of Peace. That's what the Bible calls Jesus, the Prince of Peace. It is by no accident that you are reading or listening to this message. This is your moment in history to be saved, to be forgiven, to be one with God, to be in a relationship with God and the body of Christ, made up of all those who are known by God as his children. Praying and doing good deeds and going to church will save no person from sin or eternal damnation. The Bible says, for by grace, that is undeserved favor, are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. Only the good work of Christ shedding his sinless blood on the cross for you and me will save the soul as one repents before a holy and righteous judge and receives Christ the Savior into his life. If you are going to get right with the Lord and go to heaven, there must be a moment of reckoning. Now is your time to be saved, friend. No one will ever, through a life of good works, earn God's favor and salvation. It cannot be earned by man. There must, of necessity, be that divinely defining moment when you lay down your life, you lay your whole existence into the perfect, holy hands of the Lord your God.
In fact, let me ask you something right now, my friend.
Are you willing right this moment to admit that you have sinned against God and to receive the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of eternal life? One man in the Bible, in Acts 16, asked the Apostle Paul, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, the Apostle Paul and those with him, Paul and Silas, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let me ask you something, friend. Is there any reason why you couldn't stop your life right now? Repent and receive Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life. If you're wise, the answer to that question would be no. There's no reason why I couldn't do that right now.
And recently, a man named Mr. Charlie and I were having this exact same discussion, and I shared with Mr. Charlie that millions right now, at least, fill the bowels of eternal damnation because they didn't stop their life and repent and receive Christ. Mr. Charlie agreed, and to this question, he answered in the affirmative, and we prayed together, and Mr. Charlie repented and received Christ. In fact, if you just put the word Charlie into the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com, you will see all about that glorious event.
And let me just remind you, friend, that there's nothing more important in your existence on this planet, this temporary life, than this moment right here. That you would bow your heart and bow your head and you would say, Lord Jesus, take over my life. If you'd like, I will read a prayer to you. I'm going to speak a prayer to you, and I'm going to give you time to repeat it after me. It's a biblically based prayer of coming to Christ to be saved, a prayer of repentance, admitting that you're a sinner, and receiving Jesus into your life and the forgiveness and mercy of God to wash away all of your sins. You will be applying the blood that Jesus shed, if you will, to your own life, appropriating the blessed benefits of it. You must completely turn your life over to Him in repentance and faith. Now, pray this with me out loud. I want you to speak it out loud. It's best that you get alone or with another true born-again Christian, and that you would say these words, and I want you to repeat them after me out loud. The Bible says if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Are you ready? Here we go. Pray with everything that's in you, friend. Are you ready? Let's go. Say this out loud with your own mouth. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, if never before. Go ahead, say it out loud. Right now, if never before. I come to you as a broken and sinful person. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die in my place for my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth to die and rise again. All to rescue me from sin and eternal hell, and save me for your eternal glory. Keep going. Say it out loud. Repeat after me. Right this moment, Father, if never before, I repent. I receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of my life. Lord Jesus, please come in and take over my life right this moment. I am all yours, Lord, and you're all mine. Lord Jesus, I love you, and I will follow you from this moment forward till I am with you in heaven forever. Please use me to help others know you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, friend. If you said that with all your heart, if you said that prayer, if you prayed to the Lord and asked Him to forgive you and to save you on the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to tell another Christian, to find a group of Christ-loving, Bible-living believers that use the King James Bible, also to be water baptized, and to talk with God in prayer and read His Word every day. As soon as you get up, you put God first, and you obey God as you learn of the Lord, as you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ, and to follow Jesus to the end of your life. Also, friend, we have a book that we have put together. It's a small book called What Next, Now That You Are Saved. Okay? And so, if you'd like a copy of that, send me an email at info@safeguardyoursoul.com. Safeguardyoursoul.com is a ministry website for the edification of the body of Christ to help you grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what I want you to do now that you're saved, I want you to tell a Christian, a true Christian in your life, You know who they are. You know the difference between a Christian and a person that just goes to church. The Christian person lives the life. They have the love and the light of Jesus in their life, and you know who they are. And I want you to go to that person, might be a friend or a family member, and tell them that you got saved, and tell them the date today that you got saved. Also, I want you to get a King James Bible, not a New King James, but a King James Bible, the pure Word of God. And also ask and talk to those Christians around you about being water baptized to publicly and openly announce that you are not now a child of God. You are now a disciple of Jesus. Also, read your Bible daily and commune with God in prayer. As I said earlier, write scriptures on index cards with the references. As you study the Word of God, golden nuggets of divine truth are going to stand out to you. And I want you to capture those by writing them out neatly on an index card with the chapter and verse. Also, find a strong, as I said earlier, Christ-centered, God-fearing, vibrant, Bible-believing group of believers, disciples of Christ, to fellowship with regularly. Okay, a home group is a great one, a bi-weekly Bible study, that's a great way to go. Beware, there are many false prophets posing as Christ leaders, friend. You will find a lot about that on safeguardyoursoul.com. So discern wisely, and always remember that those who truly know the Lord Jesus, they honor His Word as the final authority, and they're led by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, if you'd like, we send out a weekly newsletter. I want to encourage you to sign up for it, okay, on safeguardyoursoul.com. And may God bless you to be Christ's witness of the salvation that He's granted to you freely today. Write down today's date and remember it, that this is the day that Jesus saved you. If any man be in Christ, the Bible says, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are new. They're all of God. God bless you, friend, and congratulations on the most important decision that you've ever made in your life, to take up God's offer of salvation through Christ and Christ alone.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcast on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month. And your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site. And you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so. And a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.